So, Dr. Ferris, you mentioned metabolic issues possibly being related to yeast infection. So, let's go to our a question from our live audience that has to do with metabolic issues. Susan says that she planned to bring to breed her Morgan mare in the spring, but she has equine metabolic syndrome. It's been well managed for the past few years, but she did founder this past fall. Is it safe to breed her, and are there any special considerations for a mare who has EMS and a history of laminitis?
Yeah, so it's definitely a hot topic in the equine industry of metabolic disease. And I look at metabolic disease for two kind of standpoints. One, we definitely see mares that have repeated anovulatory follicles, where they grow a follicle and it looks like they're going to ovulate, and then that follicle just kind of degenerates and goes bad. And the sad part is the oocyte never is released from that follicle. So there's no hope of getting that mare pregnant on that particular cycle. It seems like there's at least a weak correlation with metabolic syndrome and anovulatory follicles. So whenever I have a mare with repeated anovulatory follicles, screening them for metabolic disease is one of the top considerations. When those mares are well managed, and it's kind of a difficult question to take over the phone without actually seeing the horse in front of me. It would kind of depend on how severe the laminitis event was and how she's doing following treatment for that. If she's doing really well from it, I think that, you know, it's probably safe to breed her. I always do worry about mares that have a history of laminitis and breeding them to carry their own pregnancy, just due to the fact that they're going to carry an extra 200-300 pounds of body weight and have a cascade of hormones that are rising and falling throughout pregnancy. And it is recognized that sometimes we can see mares that, whether it's due to the change in hormones or the increase in weight that they're bearing on their feet, have a flare of laminitis during pregnancy. So if that was a concern, embryo transfer could potentially be a great option for this mare, and then you don't run the risk of the laminitis concerns in your donor mare, and you could have that embryo transferred into a young, healthy recipient mare. So you still potentially could get foals out of her without running that risk of with the laminitis.